How to Be Happy Podcast, episode number 21, JaredAkers.com. Welcome to the How to Be Happy Podcast with Jared and Emily Akers, where we talk about life, love, happiness, respect for yourself and your partners in life. So open your hearts and your minds and get ready to be honest, be loved, and be happy. Hey, welcome everybody.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's been a while.
This is Jared Akers.
This is Emily Akers.
And this is the How to Be Happy Podcast. We're glad you're here. It's been a while. Yeah. It has been a long while.
Nice to be back.
Yeah, it's been, I don't know, a little over 5 months, I guess.
Wow. Life got in the way.
Yeah, a lot has happened since then. We got a new dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's full time.
Yeah. She's a Cheweenie. She's part
Isabella.
Bella.
Isabella Daniela.
Bella Daniela. She's what, part Chihuahua, part
Dachshund.
Dachshund. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's very needy.
Yes.
Which is gonna be our topic today on how to stop being so needy. And how did we come up with this topic?
I don't know, it was a good little segue.
Well, yeah, it was actually. But I think, we all know somebody or, mm-hmm. Have people that we know that are in relationships.
And we've all experienced being needy in our lives and how uncomfortable that is.
And what do you, you often say that they're a stage five Klingon?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, stage five Klingon.
Actually, I say stage four. But
stage four?
Oh. Yeah.
So stage five is like.
Yeah. Well, stage four is like, that's it. If you're a stage four, that's the end.
That's the end?
Mm-hmm.
That's as high as it goes?
Mm-hmm, I think so.
Well, I was, everybody posts things on Facebook and stuff like that, like little sayings and stuff like that. And one of the things that I had read recently or kind of that went along with this topic was the thing about women, about being the type of woman that, I don't know, the saying, of, you've probably heard it before, but it is, don't be a woman that needs a man. Be a woman a man needs,
I don't know about that.
No?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I don't think a needy man is any more attractive than a needy woman, so.
Well, yeah, this was geared towards women, and we'll get to some men stuff later.
It's kind of sexist.
Well, I think it comes from, a lot of people that, in relationships, that, they're always going from one relationship to the other, and they just feel like that they need a man to be, mm-hmm. or vice versa.
Woman, right?
Yeah, need mm-hmm. someone in their lives to be.
And honestly, we don't need a spouse. We want a spouse.
Yeah.
But.
Well, yeah.
Life is not dependent upon being married or being in a relationship.
No.
It's kind of a perk.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way I look at it.
So, but would you say that you are a habitual relationship person?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
From as long as you can remember?
Yeah,
or?
From puberty.
Yeah.
Maybe a little before puberty.
I was kind of just the opposite.
I was just really attracted to men and boys and then men. Yeah. Actually, the only man I've ever been attracted to is you.
Oh, come on.
They all fall into the boy category before I met you.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what distinguishes the difference between a boy and a man?
Hmm.
That voice?
That's it.
My radio voice?
That's it. It's the voice.
He knew too much.
I think it's the fact that you're not needy.
Yeah.
I think a boy is needy.
Well, I wasn't always that way.
Right.
Well,
Nor I.
I don't know. I think I would classify myself as being kind of just the opposite, as mm-hmm. I didn't want to have to need anybody. So therefore, I was never in, I resisted or stayed away from really mm-hmm. deep relationships because I didn't want to feel like I needed to rely on anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that got me.
You didn't want them to rely on you.
Well, yeah, that's a good point because I remember thinking early on.
Camilla?
I remember thinking early on that speaking of needy, here's our dog.
Mm-hmm.
Oops, she just tried to jump up. I got a little treat for her.
There you go. There you go. There. Okay. All right. Talk about needy.
Yeah, she'll chew on that
for
a while.
She needs treats.
Is that a bully stick or what is that?
No.
It's like a big Slim Jim.
Yeah, it's a, like a Slim Jim.
Slim Jim for dogs, but.
Yeah.
Well, so getting back to what were we talking
being
about?
Being needy and that you didn't want. Needed by, you didn't want people to be needing you.
Well, I didn't think that I was
depending on you.
I was fit enough to be in a serious relationship because I remember thinking for a long time that, you know, my credit was bad and I wasn't really that responsible. And I remember thinking, you know, there's one relationship I was in that, you know, she was definitely married. Well, a lot of them were, you know, really good women and would have been marriage material, you know, had I been. But I remember, you know, they start talking about houses and stuff like that. And I'm thinking, there's no way, you know, I'm going to be able to buy a house.
It's overwhelming.
That's just what grown-up people do, and I'm just not grown up. Or, you know, I don't think, maybe there was some baggage there that I didn't feel like I deserved to be happy or something like that. But, and that got me into trouble later on, too, when I, you know, went through some depression and stuff like that and suffered, you know, some very deep, dark times in my life. And the inability to ask for help, you know, got me in a lot of trouble because I'd always been so self-sufficient. And that was the moment of clarity as well when I realized that, hey, you know what? I cannot fix myself and I need someone, you know. And but then there's people that are
the act of needing is a good thing. Needy, being needy or overly needy is kind of a different thing.
Right.
Just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
needing other people, yes, we do need other people.
Right. I would concur.
Being needy is kind of an exaggeration of that.
Yeah.
It's when you're draining someone else's energy and not relying upon yourself. And
well, and I always like that. I was just corresponding with this gentleman via email recently about relationships and stuff like that. And I always like the analogy of the water glass. You know, two people come into a relationship and they're like two glasses of water. And you've probably heard me talk about this before, but you know, if one person's glass of water is half full, then the other person is constantly pouring their water into them to make the relationship, you know, even out.
Balanced.
Yeah. And if they're both unbalanced, they're constantly pouring it back and forth. So I'm needy and you're giving me what I need and then you're needy or whatever. And so it's never, but if you're both fully full, you know, having, you know, a high self-esteem and self-worth and stuff like that, then, you know, you're not constantly giving it back and forth to each other and you're not, you know, there's not always that negative balance. And so up to that point, you know, I had been, you know, certainly not balanced, you know, in my life. And, you know, so since I always had that deficiency, you know, we were always pouring it back and forth and it never really worked out. And then when I was forced, you know, through some pain and stuff like that to really dig deep and find out, you know, actually develop some self-love and stuff like that and then become whole. And I think you were going through something, you know, similar at the same time. And then, and then we met. So
I was in a relationship and I was reading through the article that you showed me earlier. And I think that this is a good time to bring that up because in a relationship, when you're not getting the message that you're important in your relationship, it creates neediness.
Well,
at least it did in me.
Yeah.
And then eventually it ended the relationship.
Well, this was an article that I found on, the site is yourtango.com. And the title of the article is 5 Ways to Stop Being a Needy Girlfriend. And the article was talking about something that was a story that was published on askmen.com. And the author, her name was Sherilyn Hartwell. And she was actually talking about that a woman becomes needy only when a man stops making her feel secure in the relationship. And that there are 5 very simple things a man can do to bring his girlfriend's sense of security back. So, you know, maybe she's needy because you're not giving her what she needs.
Right.
You know, and those things are what a guy can do to help her not be so needy is do what you say you will do. You know, call when you say you'll call and make her believe you're a loyal boyfriend with a sense of follow through.
Pretty simple.
2 is randomly clue her in. Share what you're thinking when she's not probing you for information and tell her about your thoughts and dreams and make her believe she's worthy of your secret thoughts. I put some inflection there to make it sound like it was, you know, girl, but I certainly believe in those
you
things.
You agree with that one?
Yeah.
Bella agrees.
And number three is not out of sight, out of mind. Give her a call or drop her a text when you're out with friends to let her know that she's on your mind, even when you're apart.
You're really good about that.
Yeah. Number four, maintain contact when you're out together. Catch her eye from across the room. Catch her eye from across the room when you're out together at a party and let her know that you know you have the best date in the room. That's a good one. Prove you're observant. Let her know that you notice her appearance. Give her surprise compliments. Make it clear you appreciate her. So those are some good tips on how to not be needy, or how to, you know, tips for a guy, you know, when you think that your girlfriend's being needy. But then there's also some things in here for women, you know, have your own life, you know, because it was talking about, you know, what happens when you start dating this girl and she's this cool chick, you know, and mm-hmm. then after a while, since she comes to stage four Klingon, you know, and it says, have your own life. Remember what you were like when you and your boyfriend first met. You had friends, hobbies, and lots of things that were not centered around him. Make sure you're still keeping up with those things. Doing so will make you happier, more interesting to him, and less likely to fixate entirely on your relationship. Schedule things out. Having a weekly date night, a monthly day trip, or regular evening text sessions on both your schedules can give you the sense that things are less amorphous and provide both of you with something to look forward to. Hmm. Oh, this was a good one. Tame those what ifs, demons. Stop thinking what if. Every time you're apart, what if he sees a prettier girl while he's at the bar with his friends? What if he's not calling because he's on the phone with his ex? What if, what if, what if? Whenever your anxious thoughts start to spin out of control, remember that what if is a lot less important than what is. Mm-hmm. And then remind yourself of what the reality of your relationship is.
And honestly, if you're dating a guy and he does find somebody else, then wouldn't you rather find that out now?
Heck yeah.
I mean, I don't want somebody that is going to find somebody else.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he does, then that's not the one.
Then that's not the one you want, right?
Yeah, let it go. You're going to be fighting that battle for your whole life.
Right, and tell him outright. If the reason you're acting clingy is because he's treating you like you don't matter, then it's time to talk. You know, that dreaded, we need to talk.
Yeah.
You know? It may be the case that he doesn't realize he's making you feel how he's making you feel. Mm-hmm. It may be that he's just not into you anymore.
Yeah.
Tell him, and if he refuses to work on making things better, then get out.
I think women can definitely feel when a man is not in it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, for whatever reason.
Well,
you can tell. Yeah.
And I think the whole
I think women are more aware of that, actually, than men are.
Well, yeah, and it's not attractive. I mean, it's, okay, here, from a guy's perspective, it's flattering, you know, early on in a relationship when someone seems to need you because you get to be the provider and, mm-hmm. you know, and, hey, I get to do all these things and, or she needs me, but,
right,
you know, that wears off.
Sure.
Pretty quickly.
Well, it's a different world now. We're all working and we're all, you know, have our roles in life and are busy.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and
things
I would.
Have changed quite a bit.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, but likewise, you know, I found you attractive because you didn't need me. You know, I wasn't quite sure what to do with that at first, but
really,
you know, well, it was kind of different for me because I had also gotten to a point where I didn't feel like I needed anyone, you know, mm-hmm. to make me whole either, really. But, you know, for the first time, I felt like I was gaining something by getting into a relationship and not losing something.
Yeah. That's nice.
You know, and I think managing expectations, you know, if you're, which we talked about in episode 5, but you know, if you're really, really needy, then maybe you have all these expectations of what a relationship should be and you're not being realistic.
Right. You need to provide things for yourself. Emotional connectiveness with other people too, not just your, you know, significant other.
Yeah.
You need to maintain those relationships as well.
Well,
can't expect any one person to give you everything you need emotionally.
Well, yeah, but I think a lot of women and men, I guess, you know, do that, you know, so I think that that's realistic to expect. And so I think it definitely goes both ways. I mean, when I think about being needy, you know, I always think about, you know, needy women, but mm-hmm. I guess men can be
needy
as well. But
sure.
I mean, the reason kind of this whole topic too came up was because there's several people that we know, or we have, you know, friends of ours that just, I don't know if it's the drama or, you know, it just always seems to be
struggling. We know several people that are still expecting their significant other to make them happy.
Yeah.
And that is just a recipe for a disaster. It does not work.
Right.
You have to be, and also it's necessary to be flexible in a relationship. You know, it's not always, like, it's not all about you.
Like a gymnast?
Yeah.
That helps.
Flexible emotionally. Yeah, I guess flexible physically is good too. But yeah. It's interesting because we're talking about neediness, and this is the first podcast since we've had the dog.
Yeah.
And she's expressed some neediness.
Yeah, she's needy.
But now she's gone off and finding something to make herself happy. She's learning how to do that in our house. So it's kind of interesting. We're not used to having to take care of someone. So
yeah, because we our previous dog, Westy.
Yeah, she was pretty much.
She was. Well, you've probably heard us talk about it before. Yeah, she was withdrawn. She didn't eat anything.
She was past even thinking that anyone was going to do anything for her.
She was a rescue.
And on the other hand, Bella has always had everything done for her and been spoiled. So
yeah.
And she's young. She's just a year old.
So how about that? You know, they're conditioned maybe. Yeah. You know, just like people are conditioned to be.
Exactly.
To be needy.
You know, if you grow up and you're daddy's little girl, your mommy's little boy, and the world revolves around you, you're going to expect that from the people in your life, and you're in for a rude awakening.
Yeah.
Because that's not the way the world works.
Well, like entitlement, and like we were watching that show, The Vanderpump Rules or whatever, you know, and that one girl in there is just, oh my goodness. It's like,
Stassi?
Is that
Oh my heavens,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, it's just like, oh my goodness, you know,
She's become a bully.
Yeah, it's this entitlement
thing. She manipulates for the attention by being a bully.
Yeah.
Do you know someone like that?
Possibly.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
I think we all know someone like that.
We all know someone like that.
Who the bully, I don't know why, but we give all the energy to the bully.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it baffles my mind.
Well, that's a whole nother...
It is.
...episode.
Yeah. It totally is. But being a bully is being needy.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Well,
it's just one way of manipulating the attention onto yourself. Other people are whiny and, you know, but then the bully is the kind of the alpha way of getting.
Well, and I think that really being needy is, my goodness, isn't it a huge indication of narcissism? I mean, because everything is about you.
Well, it's a narcissism or insecurity.
Well, yeah.
I guess that would be both.
Well,
I've never really understood the difference. I think there probably is, but I'm not sure.
Well, and because, I've often liked the, you know, the concept or theory that even shyness is a form of narcissism because, and I was kind of that way for the most of my life, not in a way that I hurt people, but, you know, everything that happened was how it affected me because I had insecurities and so... Once I developed that self-love and respect for self, and I had empathy for myself, and I knew what that felt like, I could have that for others. And so, you know, the be understanding rather than understood. And a lot of times I think, God, if these people that are so needy, if they could just hear themselves, you know, it's like...
Yeah. What was that dating show where everybody got put in a room, but they couldn't see each other, the men and women? And then as they got eliminated from the show, they'd show back video of them in the house.
Yeah.
And it was kind of, I thought that was pretty cool.
And at
because
the end,
they probably have never really seen themselves on camera like that, obviously.
Yeah.
It was pretty interesting. I wonder how many of those changed as a result of that experience.
Well, yeah, it was, they put people in a dark room, completely dark, and they based it just off the chemistry, and then they picked
chemistry and personality.
Yeah.
Not looks.
Well, I don't know what that show was called, but it was pretty interesting.
I don't know what they really hope to accomplish with that, because at the end, if you don't have a physical attraction...
Yeah. Yeah. I mean...
We are...
We're
engineered for that, I think.
Is it Patty? What's her... Patty?
Oh, yes.
She says, you know, you first your eyes and, you know, you connect with the physical and then...
Right.
But likewise, you know, we've said before, I've had relationships where I initially thought the person was attractive, but the more I got to know them, the more attractive they became.
Start seeing their flaws.
Well, no, the more attractive they became because I knew them as a person. And, you know, initially, at first glance, I thought, oh, they're kind of, you know, they're attractive or cute or whatever, but not, wouldn't have really. But then once you get to know them, you they're beautiful,
right.
You know.
Right. Well, the better a person is, the more you overlook their flaws.
Yeah.
The needier they are, the meaner they are, the more you notice their flaws.
Yeah, what is it? Accentuate the positive?
Accentuate.
Accentuate, what did I say?
Accentuate.
Impetulate.
I don't even know if that's a word. But
is it?
I don't know.
Impetulant? Is that a word?
Yeah, that's...
Google
petulant.
It. Petulant? Oh.
Yeah, you're petulant.
Imputate the positive?
Yeah. Amputate it?
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, I had, you know, also some notes down here about lack of trust is obviously you're going to be needy.
Right.
Because you have a lack of trust that the person really cares for you. So you are constantly wanting them to express it, you know.
Yeah.
Lack of self-love, obviously, you know. Mm-hmm. Drama.
Yeah.
Because some people, that's like...
They feed on the drama.
Yeah. That's like...
If you've had a dramatic childhood, and it's kind of hard to break away from that, I would think.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, I certainly know people that drama is like a fuel.
Yeah.
You know, and
I do know a couple of people like that.
That's...
They live for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they don't have enough...
But also when you're feeding on the off the drama of others, then you're not having to look at yourself.
Exactly.
You're not having to walk in your shoes. I know someone like that.
That was going
to
be my
She
point.
Is so uncomfortable in her own skin that she literally looks for people that are in trouble. Like, she'll call around. She knows her friends that are usually having troubles, and she'll call and want to, like, talk about their troubles.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's the concept of being of service.
Yeah.
And being
but
a caregiver.
But this is while she's doing her job.
Right.
Which is one-on-one with other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and there's the caregiver personality, you know, too, that always has to take care of the people because, you know, it's classic.
And what is that? What is that when you constantly have to take care of other people?
Well,
that means something.
Yeah, I think it's the caregiver personality trait or something. I mean, because like in families, there's the, you know, every family member plays a role, and caregiver is one of them where they focus their attention on everyone
else.
It's
control, though.
Well, okay, yeah.
That's a controlling personality. It just comes across as caring, but it's really, you know, you care too much. When you're calling me every day to ask me if I've done stuff, you know, I'm a big girl. I don't need that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm lucky that I grew up not having that, so I don't.
Well, and I think parents struggle with that too when they're when their kids first, you know, leave the nest and and all that stuff. I mean, it's I've spent my entire life taking care of someone. Now, what do I do?
Right.
You know,
it's and, I'll tell you, it's an interesting metamorphosis, the relationship between a parent and child as they grow up and move out and develop their own lives and start their own families. It's one that I just. I don't really struggle with it, but I am aware that it's not the same.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the same relationship. Because I have a son.
Yeah.
I think with the daughter, I think you actually probably get closer with them as a mother. But I would say that I'm close with my son, but, you know, you have to kind of step back and allow the intimate relationship to be with the wife and son, you know. And try to figure out how you fit into all that.
Right.
As a mom, yeah.
Well, and, you know, I think that I had down here too self-fulfilling prophecy.
But he's very independent.
Yeah.
But he also was an only child. And so there is some neediness. But he's also explored other avenues. I'm just making it about Dallas. But, you know, he's found hobbies and things that he likes to do. So he's not so needy.
Yeah. Well, speaking of hobbies, that was something that they had down here on how not to be needy. And I remember in a previous relationship, you know, I was like, man, I got to find her a hobby. And I built her this, you know, this little workbench in this room so she could do, you know, hobbies.
Crafts.
And, yeah, stained glass and stuff. And you know, it was more so that to take the reflection.
How'd that work out for you?
It didn't, but.
Wow.
I mean, again,
lead a horse to water.
Again, though, that was my baggage too, because I felt responsible for how the relationship went completely. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I had some hobbies. Like I liked to play the guitar and write music. And mm-hmm. at that point in time, I was, you know, and so when I would do that kind of stuff, I would feel guilty that I wasn't spending time with her. And whether she meant me to feel that way or I put that on myself, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
And it's probably a little bit of both. But, you know, the fact was that I wasn't healthy and couldn't be in a, you know, that, I don't know, healthy of a relationship at the time. So there goes the dog.
Yeah. This is a little bit of the controlling behavior that she shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's trying to make it about her right now because we're not paying attention to her.
So I had down here the self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, it's like when you need all these things, because say you think that you need a relationship or you need a caregiver or someone to take care of you because you have these abandonment issues or something. And mm-hmm. and ultimately you place these expectations and demands on someone else that's just too great.
Mm-hmm.
And then they leave and you've fulfilled right. and you've validated
the
original fears that you had, you know? Mm. So, I don't know.
The vicious circle.
So, if you could give, you know, what would your best tips be to?
The best tip that I can give someone that's ending a relationship.
Ending?
Yeah. At the end of a relationship, you find yourself single again, and the word needy came up.
Right.
That you need to spend some time, you need to spend some time with yourself, and figure out why you're that way.
Why?
First of all, you have to recognize that you are and what's behind it.
Right.
And then set out to figure out what makes you happy, not in a relationship. You know, don't strive to get back into another relationship. You know, just date around if you want to go out and have fun, but make your life about your friends and your hobbies. Start a hobby if you don't have one, and your work and your family. And the relationships that matter to you that are being successful.
Right.
You know, and work on getting really happy with yourself before you set out to find a relationship with someone else. And know, because if you're happy in your life without a relationship, when you get into a relationship, if that relationship doesn't work out, your happiness isn't compromised.
Right.
It's still there.
Right.
You know, you still like, you know, like if you... something happened to you tomorrow, you walked out the door tomorrow, I know that I'm going to be happy in my life. I would miss you and I would be unhappy initially. I wouldn't be unhappy. I would be sad. I would mourn your loss. But I know that, I know that, you're welcome. But I know that I'm going to be happy again. You know, I know that. Yeah. It's not, I was before, I will be again.
So
that's the advice I would give. Go to the library, go online. There's so much good information out there about relationships and you know, read everything you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spend a lot of time with yourself. Figure out the things you'd like to do.
It all comes down back to self-image.
Take a yoga class. That's like the new thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yoga's new?
Yoga. Well, no, it's like, no, it's not the new thing, but it's so good for you. And it's spiritual. It's
yeah.
a good thing. And you don't need anyone else to do it.
Well, and
you don't need a partner.
I need to get back into meditating. I haven't been doing that as much at all, really, in the last couple months. And
yeah.
You know, so I guess my advice or my experience.
Would yours be?
Well, I can kind of do it. I guess I will do it like from a guy who's in a relationship who feels like their partner is way too needy, and I guess that would be communicate with her and I don't know, you know, express to her what you're feeling, and if she's being needy, maybe see if those are some things that you can do. I mean, those tips in there were good.
Yeah.
Like tell her how you feel. And
but if you're doing all of those things and she's still needy, it's not you.
And I can, that is huge, because I can relate to where it's like, no matter what I do,
they're never going to be happy.
This person's never going to be happy. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I can never do it right. You know? And if that is the case, then get out,
mm-hmm.
you know,
life's too short,
you know, and, or just realize you have a choice, mm-hmm. you know, and Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not your responsibility to be, to make the whole relationship work. I mean, obviously mm-hmm. there's, you know, it goes both ways, but,
right.
you know, I mean, what do you think about this quote? Don't be a woman that needs a man, be mm-hmm. a woman a man needs.
Yeah. I remember hearing those things, you know,
yeah,
here and there in my life. And I don't think anyone needs to be needed.
Well, I was sitting in the hot tub the other day, and I was trying to think of this cool little slogan or thing to say, and I think it was love and be loved.
Yeah.
Meaning love and just love yourself, and then you will be loved.
And you allow yourself to be loved. Allow yourself to be loved.
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. love yourself first. And
you don't
and,
have to be the one doing everything for someone else. They
right.
also, in turn, need to do things for you to feel. If you say no to something someone's offering to do for you,
yeah.
you're taking away an opportunity for them to feel good about themselves. Think about that. It's pretty selfish when you say no.
Well, yeah. It's like,
unless it's something you don't want or, you know, you're uncomfortable with, but
right. It's like the concept of refusing a gift when someone gives it to you.
Yeah. Or someone offers you a drink. Take some water. Water won't kill you.
Yeah. You're making it about
you. Something
you.
To drink. I always say no, but now yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'll have some water, you know?
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, they want to be a hostess, yeah, right, or right. host. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Those are just some kind of some things to think about. I'm being
kinda
needy.
Neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And on the topic
we're
of
back to our needy dog.
God, we got to think of a
she's
plan.
She's done very well, though.
Well, she's around my legs, and she's trying to jump up, and I'm trying trying to keep my mouth in front of the microphone and mm-hmm. mess with the controls and keep the dog at bay. And
I think she did pretty good. She went and got her ball, and she was playing with it, so I'm proud of her.
Yeah.
She's trying to meet her own needs and be happy on her own.
We'll
but she
figure.
Is.
She is. Wow.
Yeah, she's gotten better.
Yeah,
when we're gone.
Progress, not perfection.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what she needs is more rabbits, right?
Well, no, she needs another dog.
I don't know about that.
That'll be our next podcast.
You know,
should we get another dog? Okay, if anyone out there thinks that we should get Bella a playmate, send in or call in
775-234-8373.
And we want to know what you think. Should we get Bella another playmate?
Yeah.
What's that number again?
775-234-8373.
Give us
a call.
Or
you can go to my website at jaredacres.com. And there's a little tab on the right-hand side of the website there. You can click on that and leave a message right from your computer. Couldn't be any easier than that.
Oh, my.
That was my radio voice.
Yeah, it is. You got a great radio
All right.
voice.
Remember to be happy, be loved.
Oops.
Be honest. See, that's been a long time.
Yeah, I know.
Be loved.
Be
honest.
Be honest.
Be loved.
Be loved. Be happy.
Be happy. But I like be loved. Okay. I said be loved.
Yeah.
You know.
Be loved.
Yeah. I said that I left my, I left my job. You know, I put out an email to everybody and said be loved, you know, and someone said, well, how can
a typo?
How can I be loved? And we got into discussion about
it. We can be.
Yeah. I'm like, be the
essence of love.
Yeah. Mm. Right on. See, you get it. So, you know, be honest, be loved, and be happy. And until next time, let's go take care of this dog. Give her some love. All right.
Awesome.